We turn now to an 8-year-long saga that's come to an end in Libya. 6 foreign medical workers imprisoned and given death sentences are free, thanks to a deal with the European Union. The 5 Bulgarian nurses and a Palestinian doctor were convicted of intentionally infecting hundreds of Libyan children with HIV, something they said they never did. This morning, all of them flew out of Libya to Bulgaria aboard a French jetliner accompanied by the wife of France's president, Nicolas Sarkozy. We're joined now by reporter Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, Libya's high court had just commuted the death sentences of these 6 to life in prison. So how much of a surprise was it that they were actually released?
Well, it's true that the negotiations had been intensifying and there was some movement lately. And Sarkozy's wife, Cecilia, had been there twice in the last 10 days. But to wake up this morning to the news that they were all in a French jet headed for Sofia was still quite a surprise.
Just remind us now of what the evidence and the alleged motivation was for the charges that these medical workers had purposefully infected Libyan children with the HIV virus.
Well, yes, Renee, when this scandal erupted 8 years ago, it seems that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was looking for someone to blame on the outside. So here were these nurses and this doctor, and they got the blame. 2 of them apparently confessed, but later said they were tortured. You know, outside experts and the nurses themselves say that they're innocent and it was the unsanitary conditions in the clinic that led to the children getting AIDS. But for the Libyans, they believed that these nurses from a foreign country were experimenting with their children and had given these children AIDS. So it was taken very seriously in Libya where people believed the charges.
Now, and we're speaking to you there in Paris, mostly for the reason that when these medical workers were released, France's first lady accompanied them from Libya to Bulgaria. And, you know, given that it's a European Union deal and several European countries have been involved, what was she doing there?
Well, Sarkozy gave a press conference this morning, and he said he sent her because she was a woman. She could relate to the nurses, but she could also relate to the mothers and the families of the children, so she visited all parties. This is clearly a huge political and diplomatic coup for Sarkozy. He's erupted on the international scene. France is back. You know, the image of the French jet bringing the nurses back to Europe was very powerful. But it's true, this has been a long and ongoing effort that was taken up by the EU in 2005 when Bulgaria joined the EU. So France is just part of that effort. But it is also true to say that for Sarkozy, it was a personal ambition to solve what he had called a humanitarian nightmare. And he really ramped up the intensity on this whole affair to a new level. And in the end, he made it happen.
And for Gaddafi and Libya, what does this mean?
Well, Gaddafi will certainly use this to try to rehabilitate his image on the international scene. And it does lift a barrier that was there that prevented Libya from normalizing ties to the outside world. So there's already progress being shown in that area because Sarkozy is heading to Libya tomorrow where he's going to hold economic and political talks with Gaddafi. You know, experts are saying, is this going to bring democracy to Libya tomorrow? Probably not, but it's an important step. And for the nurses and doctor, it's the end of their nightmare.
Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley in Paris on today's release in Libya of 6 foreign medical workers.